When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Okay, I got this.
Okay, Mac.
Listener, listen to me. Ashley has been touring.
Yeah.
For weeks. Ashley never stops touring.
And she
never
stops.
Ashley was just going hard since last Wednesday.
Like, not too long ago.
She literally had eggs taken out of her body so that she could give birth in the future.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
They are out.
Future birth, my new album.
Future birth. Okay, I'm sorry. I have to pee so bad, and I'm sorry if this is disrespectful. I'm sorry, and I'm not having a panic attack.
Elena, late again. Welcome to the Chosen Family podcast, where Elena is. She's not on her headphones. Oh, so fucking late.
Oh, so late.
Elena. Wow.
Hi.
So late.
We've been sitting here just ready to record.
Ready to record, and you are late.
I was sorry that I care about. I'm changing my shirt. Sorry that I'm trying to make this interesting for the viewer at home. Mac?
Oh, I knew she was going to do that. Ashley, you said she wasn't going to do that.
Son, be a man. Man up.
Mac, you didn't. But I thought.
This is actually a different sweater.
No. Don't lie to your mother. Don't do that.
Sexually.
I thought we had like a thing, Mac. Like,
stop. I'm going to cry. Are you serious?
I thought that like every
episode, I'm just going to like.
Welcome to the dark side.
We like changed our shirt. I thought it was like a thing that we did. I thought we were both. And then it was like cute because then like Ashley doesn't change her shirt. Oh, there she goes.
Wow. Our son is weak. You've coddled our son.
Is our son weak or passive aggression? Does it come naturally to me? How are you this week?
Passive aggression comes naturally to you, and aggressive aggression comes naturally to me.
There we go. And that's why we divorced.
This week, how am I?
How are you? We did post egg retrieval, and then you just did a tour?
I'm always on tour.
Yeah.
I had a really busy week with the thing.
Yeah.
And the shows. It was demanding. I was like Wednesday through Sunday shows, so just demanding.
Oh, nice shirt, Mac.
Kansas City.
How do you feel about it all?
Ooh, I was oh my gosh, you guys. I don't watch football until the Super Bowl.
Me too. I don't even watch the Super Bowl. I watch the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl.
Because
that's when it gets good.
Watch like the overtime and everything?
Yeah, I watched.
Oh my God. Oh, I was really feeling the feelings that
day. That was crazy. That was crazy when they kicked it in at the last minute.
People are saying it's rigged and scripted. I'm like, if you think that they could script this, then that's
Why
a
are they
whole
saying
other
it's
level
rigged?
Of impressive.
They couldn't script it if they tried. Because they were just like, it was so close in the fourth inning.
That's how Super Bowls, that happens in Super Bowls all the time.
No, people say that if the Chiefs win, then it's like scripted or rigged because God knows why. It's just men are fucking
everybody
weird.
Knows that they're not very good.
I have a theory. Here's my conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theories are for men because they have no other problems. So when you have nothing going on, you're like, this football is rigged. Oh,
football
my God.
Scripted.
Football scripted.
Right.
I have so many problems. Football scripted. The government is putting, you know, making the frogs
gay.
Okay.
Hold on. Do we think that, these are undiagnosed anxiety disorders.
Because
my problem... I have an anxiety disorder, right? And so even everything is good in my life, I have to find something to fixate on in order to explain the feeling inside of me. So I have to create an imaginary problem in order to justify why I'm feeling this way.
Wow.
Conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theories.
Wow.
Whoa. Elena, so good.
Okay, in the case of football, though, I think they're just sore losers. Don't you think... that it's more impressive if these men playing football are able to follow a script and do these weird things that they're doing.
It's incredibly coordinated.
Than playing the
like,
game?
Haven't they watched choreography? Have they
serious?
Not watched Dance Moms? Okay.
The choreography
that is way easier
be...
and they're all nailing it.
Yeah. Like, it's true.
That.
Or sorry, they're not all nailing it. They make mistakes. They go out of sync. They
Right. And that's like their whole thing.
Also,
if
like
these men
people
are
getting legitimate.
Script,
people are dying of CTE. You think this is choreographed?
Yeah, you think that's part of that's written in? Maybe that's written into the drama.
I always said my kids would never play football.
Yeah, my kids either. I had a lot of anxiety last night, and I don't know why.
I hate.
Actually, I think
anxiety.
I do know why.
Wait, can you say more?
I don't know. I just was sort of anxious. Woke up sort of anxious. You know, had trouble falling asleep. That just like normal anxiety, you know, I don't get it every night or anything, but yeah, just a little anxious.
What does that feel like for you?
Like mind racing, probably a slightly elevated heart rate for sleep. Maybe like a little tummy mm-hmm. hurt. Mm.
And then what do you do?
I took another melatonin. Mm. I was thinking about taking Klonopin, but I was like, I don't think this is like that bad.
We went for a melatonin. And did it help?
Yeah.
So you took it to just help with your anxiety, not to make you sleepy, or you took it to make you sleepy?
I took it to make me sleepy because I felt that if my body overrided it, it would go away.
Do you dream? Do you guys dream?
You know what? I didn't dream for years, and then I started meditating, and after a year and a half, my dreams came back.
You didn't dream for years?
It's a sign of depression.
Oh, I must be doing great. I dream every night.
Yeah, I'm dreaming constantly, but that's a stress response.
I'm on that dream grind. Oh.
I dream again.
Be like, yeah, I dream all the time. It's so great. I must be doing fantastic.
They're
no
so
depression.
Vivid. They wake so me vivid. Up screaming. Just me?
Guys, can I tell you the cutest thing that my girlfriend does when she's asleep sometimes?
Yes.
I was up late the other night because it was the weekend and I didn't have to go to bed. And she was asleep.
You do what you want, Mac. You stay up as late
adult.
As you want, King.
This is the weekend, so you didn't have to go to bed?
I was staying up, honestly, pretty late. It was like midnight, like 12:30. It was pretty crazy. I know. I was really
so when you stay up really late, do you still have to put the mouth tape on?
Nice.
At the usual
yes,
bedtime?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
So you're like watching TV with the mouth tape? Make sure you get
no,
your tape
I don't
time.
Put it on until I go to bed.
Get tape time in?
Tape time... Tape time happens
TT.
With sleep time. She like rolled over and she did this. On her back, listener,
Wakanda
she
forever.
Rolled onto her back and she Wakanda forever. And I was like, yes, like Black History Month support. It was so funny. I can't explain to you how cute it was. And like her little fists were balled up and she was just out cold.
Aww.
Jen gets so excited when I snuggle with her in the middle of the night. Even though she's fully out, she'll go, yeah. And then like,
oh,
and then snuggle with me.
This episode is
it's
cuteness
so
overload.
So cute. Yeah.
Okay, Lana, your turn.
I mean, I think my cute sleepy time moments are when I wake up having like horrendous nightmares. And then my girlfriend's like, calms me down. And she's half asleep. Like, she's not even awake, but she's just like, it's okay. It's just
she's
me.
So used to
come
it.
Here.
She can do it in her sleep.
Yeah.
That is so sad.
No, she's so, it's so
when
sweet.
Do you think she's going to get over it and be annoyed by all your stupid little nightmares?
She wears earplugs at this point because, not because she, I talk a lot in
a
my
bitch
sleep.
Bitch has to get, bitch got
no,
to
truly.
Sleep.
Like, when we first started dating, she would like write down the things that I would say in my sleep because it was like funny. And now she's like, I have my earplugs in. I can't.
You should get one of those apps.
Wait, what's
that,
the
like,
funniest
record?
Thing you've ever said?
The one that I remember the most is.
Oh, yeah. Mac, right. Mac, you should get one of those apps.
Yeah. And then like play us what you say.
Okay. I have one. I just keep forgetting to like set it up. But one night I woke up and I rolled over and I looked at her and I got mad that she was calling me yogurt elbows. And
I'd be mad about that too.
And so she started laughing.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Yesterday was arm day and you're going to call me yogurt elbows?
Yeah, I was mad. She was calling me yogurt elbows. And so she hears me and she starts laughing. And then I got even more mad. And I was like, why are you laughing? You're the one who said it. Very upset. Very upset.
Don't call me yogurt elbows.
Yogurt elbows is not a laughing matter.
Yes. Yogurt elbows. Yes. That reminds me when I used to dream in joke form. When I was like a year or two into stand up, I started dreaming about jokes. And
Oh wow.
I want to say that's a sign of genius.
Is it?
I don't know. Dude, you're solving honestly, your real life. Like you're
Ashley
having ideas in your
asleep.
Sleep. That's like genius. That's like
well,
mathematicians.
They're not good. And it stopped
that.
Eventually, I think, because I knew they weren't good. So one that I wrote down, and they are in joke structure, because jokes have structures. There's different structures that you can use, different logics, yada, yada. Okay, so one that I wrote down was Battle of the Sexes. More like Battle of the Oatmeal. What does that mean? It sounds like a joke.
And but you wrote it down. Like you woke up in the middle of the night.
I woke
and went,
up, grabbed my pen.
Got
and,
it. Embarrassed.
You
okay,
tell
I'm
them.
Saying the other one. We have to bleep it. Okay.
Steel cut versus rolled.
Love you. The, okay. Yeah, exactly. So the other one was the only shit I like is a Wall Street that I wrote that down. There we
actually,
go.
Actually,
we have to bleep it. What does that
have
mean?
You ever? What have you ever turned mean? One of these into an actual joke that you've used?
I've tried to say this on stage and it does not get a laugh because I think it works at like open mics if you understand how you write jokes, but like for regular people, I'm not sure that they like can see the joke structure necessarily. I know some of you guys can, but other people really can't.
No, just I'm just peasants. Thinking it's like because you like a little bit of a mean femme. That's like I'm picturing a Wall Street.
Honestly, that's so true.
Wow, that's really hot. I hate that I immediately thought of a man.
Oh,
stupid.
Wow, Mac. Wow.
Stupid.
Danny, bleep that.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. I absolutely love Factor because it's just really easy to cook on, you know, in a last-minute situation. I'm super busy. And so making something healthy and delicious quickly, that's really important to me. And Factor has me covered.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 and use chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code CHOSENFAMILY50 at factormeals.com/CHOSENFAMILY50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah, and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Guys, can I tell you good news?
Yeah, of course.
Guess what? You guys, Ashley's going to be so excited about this.
What?
Guess who's coming to visit me tomorrow?
Your sister?
Mattia!
Yeah!
Why would I be so excited that about that? I hate
Mattia. Because you always get excited when I say that me and Mattia are reuniting.
Yeah. Big
Mattia I do.
Oh, I'm so excited. I haven't seen her in like 2.5 months.
Elena, how is your sister?
She's good. She's doing great.
How's the boyfriend's finger?
Yeah.
I think it's I don't know. She hasn't sent a Snapchat of him in a while. So I haven't seen. Not like that. Surprise both of you.
Trouble in paradise.
Put your faces away. No, I think she's good. I'm going out there in a couple weeks, so I'm really excited to see them. Because
will you tell her hi?
Sure.
Tell her I said hi too.
Tell her hi. Okay, I can say hi from the
but
both
not the
of
way
you.
That Ashley that. Means it. Just, you know, mine's like a nice, friendly, like, hey.
Okay. Yeah, I'll use the different voices.
Mine
for
is
sure.
Hair flip. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Danny, can you just cut me that clip and I will show it to my sister?
Please don't do that.
When I get to Manitoba.
Please.
I have some kind of like a kind of update. Maybe.
Okay. Kind of.
And I don't know how you're gonna react to this.
Oh no.
Now that I'm thinking about
Are you doing
it.
Bits? Is this a bit update?
No. A bit update?
Bit date.
A bit date. No, this is like an update. Okay, let me give a preface so that you don't shout at me immediately.
Oh no, you took on another job. You took on another job.
Okay,
you took on another
hold
job.
On. Let me hold on. Part of what I've been trying to figure out over the past year and what I know I need to figure out over the next year, by the time I'm finished this program, is like how to bring my two worlds together, right? So I have like mental health, therapy, counseling world, and then I have online content creation, entertainment world.
Cinnamon
right?
challenge world.
Exactly. Cinnamon
challenge. A horrible place.
I've been in that world so
There's
long.
Only so many things you can do at that theme park before you're like, I'm going to be poisoned with cinnamon. Mm-hmm.
Yes. TikTok thirst trap reaction world. How long can we be here for? And I've been trying to figure out like how to bring those two worlds together. And so one of the things that I want to do is start my own podcast. And it's going to be like,
why would I be mad at you about that?
Because it's like another project. It's like a whole
yeah,
other thing
but like,
to do.
I get that.
But this is where I'm trying to make it not necessarily a whole other thing to do. It will be, but I'm gonna host it. Like the video portion is gonna live on my YouTube channel. Yeah. So it will be kind of in the same vein as the content creation I'm doing now. You know, it takes up a video slot, so hopefully it won't be like too much more work, and I'm only going to start actually recording it once I'm finished this semester of school, so I'll have more time. So I'm trying to do it in a balanced, healthy way, but the ball's actually rolling, and this is like something that I'm kind of soft just like putting out there that
that's
I'm,
great
yeah I'm gonna start
that's
doing.
So exciting.
No, I'm pro that. I'm pro
okay
that.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure if you were gonna be mad at me.
Why would I be mad at you for that? That's like your dream.
It's a whole other
extra work.
Yeah, but it's a whole new project.
Extra superfluous work is the thing that I get mad about.
Right. Oh, that's whoa.
Yeah. That's so
I work
okay.
all the time.
Very
like
good
I'm,
distinction.
I never stop working.
Very good distinction.
You have a great voice for podcasting, TBH.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
It's very like soothing. Very like mom.
Oh, that's nice. Well, and so the idea behind the
This is
show.
The Chosen Family Podcast.
Yeah. Oh, did we?
Welcome, everybody. Oh,
sorry,
God, we're late on this
the
one.
The tired and the no late. Eat is really
and we
hitting
have
me.
Not talked about what we had for dinner for weeks.
Oh, my God.
And also, while we've been introducing ourselves and saying, hi, I'm Elena Joy, I'm your mom, we haven't been saying what the show is.
Every week, we sit around the family dinner table and we answer your questions because you don't have a family.
Oh, no. So, oh, which, okay, that reminds me, before I forget, because I have forgotten for 700 weeks, you guys can't see it, but I can show you in this camera too, but they can see it. These little chairs that have been sitting in my background for chairs. 10 billion weeks, and I keep forgetting to talk about them. This was an idea by one of our patrons. So that at the family dinner table, the cousins have a chair, the cousins have a seat. So now it's us at the dinner table and also you guys.
Oh, God.
So fucking cute.
That's really cute.
One for supporters, like our patrons. So they have seats.
Why isn't that chair higher?
Yeah, this one should be bigger.
That should be a bigger chair.
We'll put it this one on top of that one.
Yes.
Oh, I was not prepared for like how cute tiny
chairs are. Wait, guys, I'm crashing. I haven't eaten it. I'm crashing.
Me neither.
Order a bagel.
Let's crank this out. Finish the introduction, Ashley. We sit down around the family dinner table with all of you.
We answer your questions if you're one of our patrons. And if you're not one of our patrons, fuck off!
Okay, so that's just Dad. That's just Dad who thinks, and who thinks that, feels it, and says it aloud. That's Ashley Gavin, your dad.
Fuck off.
New face unlocked.
Yeah, new face unlocked. That's one of my favorite parts of this podcast is the new faces of Ashley that we get to discover. Mac, who are you?
I'm hot teenage brother.
Mac is baby. And yeah, we sit down around the family dinner table every week and we talk about gay stuff.
And as long as we're announcing things, I'm going on a European tour.
Yeah, she is.
Woo, woo.
Dublin, Berlin.
Yes.
Manchester, Edinburgh, Copenhagen, Amsterdam, London, Paris, and maybe a few more. And I think I'm forgetting some.
Wow.
Maybe Vienna.
That's
actually,
that's maybe a Helsinki. Big deal. That's
it's a big deal. Fucking deal.
That's exciting.
So if you're not on my email alert, I'm crashing. Fuck you.
Ashley is crashing. I will be crashing shortly as well. And the podcast that I don't have a name or anything for the show that I want to start.
The Elena show.
No. But it's going to be like interview style show, conversational with different experts. I want to talk about the same stuff I usually talk about, sex, dating, relationships, therapy. And queerness.
That's so cool, Elena. I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
I know you've been searching for a while for your purpose.
Yeah.
So I hope you find it.
I feel like this is, it's scary because I haven't started a new thing on my own since I started my YouTube channel. Like I haven't, you know, like we did this as a new project, but I have you two. I haven't started something just me.
It's scary. I think it can be scarier almost when you already have some stuff going.
Yes. Yeah. Because I don't know if this is going to be a complete flop. I don't know if people are going to listen. I don't know.
Well, you'll have two listeners.
Have you looked at other podcasts that are going to, you don't have to say this out loud, but my recommendation would be for you to look at other podcasts that serve as like influences.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And they okay, sorry. Sorry, Elena. Okay. Sorry.
What? No, 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 no. I'll no. take more advice. I'll take no, no, any no, of your advice.
No, you already thought of it.
Well, I already thought Elena. Of that, but I'm sure there's lots of stuff I haven't thought of. Miss award-winning, chart-topping.
You should check out this podcast, Friends and Lovers.
Okay.
And she's like a sex expert.
I'll add it to the list.
But it also is like super conversational on all different types of folks.
This is really exciting. Are you just going to like focus on specific topics for each episode or like...
Oh, do you mean Shan Boodram, Lovers and Friends?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, I love her. Sorry, Mac. What were you saying?
I was asking.
I'm so sorry, guys. I know it looks disrespectful, and I'm just really sorry.
It doesn't.
No, you're sleeping.
No, people in the comments, they think it's disrespectful.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't feel
I got this.
Okay, Mac.
Listener, listen to me. Ashley has been touring.
Yeah.
For weeks. Ashley never stops touring.
And she
never
stops.
Ashley was
just
going hard since last Wednesday.
Like, not too long ago.
Literally had eggs taken out of her body so that she could give birth in the future.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
they are out.
They're
future
out
birth.
Now.
Future birth. Future my new birth. Album. My new album.
Future birth. Okay, I'm sorry. I have to pee so bad. And I'm sorry if this is disrespectful. I'm sorry. And I'm not having a panic attack. I really just have to go to the bathroom. Everything's fine.
Okay, you guys both did something disrespectful, so I get one thing too.
What do you get? Yes, 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 son. Eat that banana. Nanner, nanner.
How to eat banana with one hand? ?
Difficult.
Genuinely, Ashley, I would love any advice from you.
Yeah, sure.
I would too.
Like now.
Generally.
Oh, good clips. That's it.
Good clips.
You need good viral clips.
How do you, in terms of like getting guests, because you post every single week, I don't know that I could maintain that level of recording and like finding that many guests and scheduling. Like, how do you do that?
Patreon.com/WHGS. We have a team. Yeah. People don't realize how much work it is when you're doing other things. When I was first starting, I didn't have a team, but I also had a lot less going on because it was the pandemic and I wasn't doing stand up.
Yeah.
So all I was doing was clipping. So, and the podcast. Mm-hmm. But we just sent emails to, we sent cold emails. I can give you a copy of my cold email. We just emailed everybody. I emailed everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
After we went viral the first time, it was, you know, it makes it, it's like this little thing where you're like doing this, like you go viral the first time, you're like, this is how viral we went. This is how many listeners we have. Would you like to come on and promote something?
Yeah.
You look at like who their mutuals are. Have you had like one of their mutuals before?
Mm-hmm.
Get your friends, obviously, if you have friends that have following.
I would love to see a copy of your, and if of your outreach.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're doing it by yourself, you don't have
It'll be my sister.
Your sister is also on the podcast?
No, she works for me.
Okay.
She's incredible.
I know. Yeah. I know about how incredible your sister is. Okay.
Yeah, right. I don't have to tell you. Mm-hmm. I don't have to tell you.
I just start with people you know and your friends and then work through their network just to save yourself the hassle of so many cold emails and scheduling and stuff like that.
I'm just like, it's a lot of, like, if you're thinking every week, that's 52 guests a year. Like, that's a lot of people.
I'm aware.
Yeah, that is a lot.
That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, I don't recommend it, honestly. But well, that's why when we started this podcast, I was so adamant, you know, like, I mean, like, I was like, no guests.
No guests. And that makes sense. Yeah. I'm thinking about doing, like, seasons. You know, where it's like
people do that, but the regularity is helpful for listeners.
Right. Even maybe bi-weekly then, because I just don't know that.
Yeah.
Should we do a question?
On the off weeks, do something on your Patreon.
Oh, yeah. God, you're good at this, Ashley. New face unlocked.
Let's take a question.
Yeah.
I'm a looking.
Okay.
Bro, I am so excited. I am so excited for Europe. It's crazy. Like,
yeah, when do you leave?
April 1st. I might not be able to record during that time, so you guys have to get your shit together.
Well, or we just need to pre-record.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because me and Mac.
And get your shit together. What happens when I'm gone?
So what
like,
happens
I don't
is,
really
yes.
think that I'm bringing that much to the table, if I'm
no,
going to be totally
No, you are,
honest.
Though. Because what happens is we spend the first 10, 15 minutes kind of being like, almost I feel like trying to bring the same energy, where we're like, here we are, we're bringing energy. But then we kind of settle into the fact that me and Mac are just more serious. And so then we end up having like a pretty, we have a more like,
it's what actually texted in the group chat. We all need each other. We have a dynamic that we're used to here. And when one of us isn't here, it feels weird. And we like have to figure out how to like fill that gap.
Yeah.
And frankly, it's a gap that can't be filled.
By anyone but
If anyone
Ashley.
Can fill a gap, it's me. Okay?
Exactly.
Gaps are being filled.
Exactly.
Again and again and again.
All right. I'm just going to do this question. I think it's cute. What are some ways to experience queer joy in an area with limited queer representation while keeping in mind how harmful
queer joy
Ashley.
I'm tired.
Ashley.
I have no filter.
Ashley.
Here, you want to know how
someone
I experience
has a gap
queer
that
joy?
Needs filled and we are
she
here
fills
to fill
gaps.
It.
That's where her queer joy is.
Okay, you have to let me finish the question because it's important. While keeping in mind how harmful parasocial relationships can be. For context, I am a 21-year-old lesbian and live in rural Wyoming.
Oh, in shit. Quotes, I think I know who this listener is.
Pickings are slim.
Okay, so basically, well, just so you know, I know another listener in Wyoming.
So pickings can't be too slim.
Connect with them. So they're saying they're looking for examples of queer joy that don't involve parasocial relationships or like social
basically don't this involve. Is solo queer joy, which I think is just masturbating if I'm not
it's filling your own gap.
It's filling your own
your
gap
own gap.
That's listener
tough.
Do you have a massive rainbow at home? If not, think about filling your own gap. I'm tired
and that's okay. I'm I it's My examples of queer joy are very much related to other people. So, like, let's acknowledge that when you're in a place where you don't, there aren't a lot of queer people around you.
Yes.
Sometimes parasocial relationships are where you head, and that's that's okay.
Being queer has a lot to do with your relationships with other people. Yeah. Like, it's a very
kind of hard to be queer solo.
Yeah. My question would be: Do you plan to stay in Wyoming?
But it's like,
what, Matt?
Wait, I think I have an answer.
Okay.
Oh.
Truly, here's some queer joy I do not around other queer people. Okay.
Okay.
You gotta find a bro that you are friends with, an ally bro.
Okay, I like this. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you just need to look at women together respectfully.
I like that.
You need to go. Doesn't matter if they're gay. Doesn't matter if they're straight. Just go to your local bar, okay, with your bro-friend.
Yeah.
If you don't have a bro-friend, that's step one. They're much easier to find than another lesbian, okay? Find an ally. Quietly and politely objectify women together.
Okay. That's like...
That was the closest thing.
Wow. I never thought about that. That, like, a man who's attracted to women might be the closest thing you can get.
It is so affirming to a queer to your sexuality.
Friend. Huh. Wow.
That was really annoying. Are you sure you're tired, though?
Bro, that was like
But on both of these episodes, I was like, let's not forget about men. Okay? Men are very important.
We have a lot of male listeners, a lot of straight male listeners, too.
Well, we know why they're here now.
Huh?
We know why they're here now.
Ally to the straight men.
Yes. It's true. Ashley I see is you the straight ally boy. To the straight men.
I see you. I affirm you. No, I'm not kidding. Like my guy friends.
I'm not kidding
like,
either. That's like, yeah.
I don't know if you guys have a lot of guy friends, but I am a comedian. Many of my friends are guys. Like my best friend is a gay man. My other two closest friends are, wow, I just ranked them. My other two closest friends are...
My best friend is a comedian. My other two.
My disposable friends.
No, I love them. They're my best friends too, but Sam is my blood brother.
Yeah.
And I love him more than anything.
Yeah.
And of course I have like my friends from the podcast who are queer and stuff like that. But a lot of my guy friends are straight men or a lot of my friends are straight men. And I love talking about women with them.
I'm even thinking about like when I lived in Manitoba, so many of my friends were straight men and like talking about women and talking about relationships with them was
frankly
really
a lot
affirming.
Of them are more respectful than I am.
Wow.
I can get away with a lot more. Just saying.
Guys are just so much less drama, you know? I just feel like all of us just need that break.
I know. Do
just
I sound like a pick me?
No.
I'm even afraid
no.
to say it, honestly.
No.
I think people think
Ashley,
of me that way.
You're a lesbian, bro.
Lesbian pick me? It could exist.
Lesbian
I think it's just
because
I care a lot about like bringing communities together. So I'm always playing devil's. When I'm with the guys, I am playing devil's advocate for the lesbians, just by the way.
Of course.
Just
putting
that out there. Yeah. But you guys are hearing it from this perspective because I like to bridge communities. I like to bring people together. And pussy is an incredible way to do that.
This is making me miss
it's
my guy friends.
The ultimate bridge.
I'm scared of the men.
I think you're in a new place, right? Like, I know you have your girlfriend, but what are you doing to affirm your queerness?
Have sex with my girlfriend.
Yeah, we were long distance for like two years. Set that right up.
I'm being completely affirmed. Gaps are being filled. Incredible.
The affirmation is off the charts.
It's off the charts. Absolutely astronomical.
Do you think we need to offer another suggestion
okay.
I love
well,
that you guys
have,
thought my suggestion was
Wyoming?
So good. They have outdoor activities.
That you can do with your guy friends.
Can I put out another one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All kinds of people are looking for queer spaces. Here's an idea.
Oh.
Start one.
Ashley,
you
that's
little
so good.
Pussy ass bitch.
That's so good. There's somebody in my... In my personal, my Patreon, patreon.com/MissFender with two R's. And she does that. She started so many she started a queer rock climbing group. She started like a queers and beers nights at one of her local bars. Like
if it's monthly, people will travel. People will travel an hour or two for a monthly thing.
That's such a good, wow. Ashley, I thought you were sleepy and like not.
I'll fucking get
hell, Ashley.
I'll fucking killing it. Who are you two? Who are you two?
Yeah, what have we even contributed this whole episode?
Oh, therapist, ew. Influencer. I guess what we do don't you even need bring each to other. The table?
That was really good. That's too bold for me, though.
When you start something, you have to be okay with it not going well at first, okay?
Oh,
so,
right.
So, like, you have to be prepared to show up at the place and have no one else show up, mm-hmm. all right?
Or when post I was your first episode of your podcast and have nobody
and
listen.
No one listens. When I started, like, my month, I ran a monthly show. I ran open mics. Like, I did all these things. I ran, like, a women's open mic. I did so many fucking things that some of them went really well and some of them went, like, okay. But mm-hmm. the only way it works is, like, a full calendar year of regularity.
Right.
If you don't have yes. many, many, many instances of regular, you have to give time to the people to spread things word of mouth.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And you need a giant poster of yourself. Doesn't hurt.
And a giant poster of yourself doesn't hurt. And just like hit all the things, be open to whatever, whoever is coming, you know, mm-hmm. just like it's not going to be easy. And you're going to have a lot of failure. And then one day it'll all coalesce and it'll come together. As long as you are being regular, as long as you are doing all the work, no mm-hmm. one is going to find out about this out of nowhere. So you have to be posting places. You have to be doing research. You have to be hitting up all the people, all the places, mm-hmm. yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. I also think that like, this is obviously very long term, but do you want to stay there if there's no queer people anywhere?
I love that Max's suggestion is leave.
Yeah. Well, I mean, kind of like if there's really not any pickings anywhere for friends, for partners, for anything, and that's something that is very important to your identity, mm-hmm. like, is that really where you want to be?
Can we talk for the about rest the of your shift life? From like way earlier in this podcast when Mac, you argued for staying for the sake of being that representation? And
Elena,
now that you've
nice
moved,
pull, Elena. Nice
now that you've
pull.
Moved, you're like,
nice pull.
Well, I think there's a difference between like a mid-sized city and like rural Wyoming. Like, true. I don't know about.
I don't
know
actually
rural.
See a difference.
The difference is the amount of people. In Missouri, it's like we have queer clubs, we have queer events. There's like even there's one queer club downtown that like gay people go to.
And
it's nice.
Someone had to start all of those things. Listener,
but if there's
that
not
could be
people
you.
There. If there's not people there,
but there's
I think Elena's
everywhere.
Saying like maybe there are more people there than we think or know
yeah.
because people all
I guess
have
I
the
have
same
it in my head
attitude.
That there's like no one living there. Like rural to me
no,
is like,
I agree with
you.
You. It's
4,
stupid. I think this person should leave. But like if we're just like arguing for who's going to start the community and yeah. create like there are all these little like super queer friendly towns all over America. And you do have to wonder how the fuck that happened.
Yeah. Where did
you know,
it start?
Like someone started that. Someone mm-hmm. was like, yeah. I'm going to open my gay bar here. Or I'm going to open my queer friendly bakery or whatever the fuck they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know?
No, it's, yeah, and that's true, I think. Especially if this person maybe can't leave, like, maybe leaving.
Isn't it crazy that ever since We're Having Gay Sex started, there's, like, all these new queer comedy podcasts coming out? It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Someone had to do it.
Someone had
Some
to do it.
Some visionary oh, trailblazer. Crazy.
Someone had to dream it, write it down in the middle of the night.
And then other people had to do it not as good.
But that's community. That's community for you folks.
Oh, yo, the episodes on the other one have been fire lately. If you're not listening to it, you should go like this week's episode.
Yeah, the
fucking
clips have been really funny.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Gotta have really good fire. Clips. That's what they always say.
Yeah, they do say that.
That's what they say. What do we have for dinner? For God's sake.
I think we hunted venison in the woods to connect yeah. with our queer spirit.
Yeah. Wow.
We shot a moose.
Oh. Okay. Well, Elena is vegan,
Yeah, there's a
I'm
whole
vegetarian.
Queer, a whole queer spirit.
I'm doing a bit on Wyoming, you piece
we
of
went
shit.
Foraging.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, isn't like not eating meat is pretty queer.
No, it's only the extremes. It's not eating meat and then it's butchering your own buffalo nose
right.
to tail and
carnivore.
Eating all of it.
Right. Yeah. Choose your own adventure. Listener's choice.
Listener's choice. Did you have seitan or did you
ew,
butcher a buffalo?
Seitan.
I know, I'm not a big seitan
gross.
Fan either. Yeah.
Can't stand that stuff.
Yeah.
You guys don't like seitan?
No.
It's all
it's bread.
Lumpy. Like what?
Really?
It's gluten.
In tomato sauce, I really is? Like it. Like if you eat it with pasta, like instead of like, you know, when you make meat sauce.
Yeah.
Have you,
but yeah, but have you had like a mushroom bolognese? Because those slap.
Yeah.
Those fucking slap.
Have you had like veggie ground?
Guys, how fun would it be if we, the next time we were together, our YouTube collabs, if we did like cooking?
We're going climbing.
Yeah, but I can't cook.
We could do
I'm really bad at chopping.
Guys, yeah, I can't cook either.
We literally have dinner every week together on the pod. How fun would it be
for your channel? We can cook. For mine, we're going climbing.
Yeah, I want to climb too, though.
For mine,
up here
over summer for
guys,
sure.
Guys, can I just say that I was a fucking MVP on this episode? I told Elena how to do a podcast. I told someone else how to start a queer thing in their area. Mm-hmm. I told them how to connect with the men in their life.
Yeah, you stood up for
what
the bros.
What did you guys even contribute
this
to this episode?
This is what we're saying. This is what we're saying. When it's just the two of us, it's just dead air. We actually don't speak.
We're just inspired.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Inspirational.
I gotta go, guys. I gotta get something in my stomach before my next podcast.
Well. Thank you so much for listening, Chosen
Time. My next podcast with star of the Hunger Games, Willow Shields.
Stop. Wow. It. Don't stop. We can't end like that. Patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast. Love this show? Support us over there. That's the only thing that makes this show possible. And we'll see you next week. We're here every week. Every week.
Thanks,
chatting.
Guys.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production, hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injamie. Edited by Danny Jewell, executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.
Forever!